The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Well, hey there, everybody. Welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and welcome to this fine spring day. Kevin's working the boards this morning, and both of us are kind of wondering, why do we have on our heavy coats? It's 49 degrees outside at 5 in the morning, but that's okay. We know. We understand. We understand. But welcome to the show. We hope we got a lot of stuff to go over. A couple of great interviews, which I'm going to talk to you in a little bit about. First of all, I want you to tell all your buddies, male, female, young kids, teenagers. Yeah, I know teenagers. But tell them all that they need to tune in and listen to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on the ESPN Chicago app, or go to the website, Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Click on the button that says podcast, and you can hear today's show. Or you can listen to the podcast or subscribe for free. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. And then you're done. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. So, you know, sit back, lay back, put the headphones on if you're still laying in bed going, don't want to disturb anybody, got to be quiet here. Or, you know, it includes the dogs in the house. They're probably all over the bed. That's what my dogs are like. But let's get into today's show. On this week's Really Big Shoe, yes, ma'am and boys, on this week's Big Shoe, we have Steve Ettinger from the Illinois Conservation Foundation. And, hey, it's the end of the year. Okay, I'm going to talk to him about, I hope he gives me all the information. Steve, how do we make a donation to the 501c3 not-for-profit? It's not part of DNR. It's a separate not-for-profit that works and helps programs at the DNR and high schools, colleges, grade schools, universities, organizations. They do so much. And we're going to have to talk to them about how do we make a tax donation, you know? Little credit card, little online. Oh, let's give it another zero. Okay, that's all I got to do. It's pretty good. And then I have on an absolute lovely individual. I spoke to her this week about coming on. Her name is Grace Olson. She's a senior with the Gardner South Wilmington High School. And she was invited to fish a three-nation bass fishing tournament. Three-nation bass fishing tournament. Zimbabwe, Africa. I know you're looking at the radio or your phone going, did Chauncey just say Zimbabwe? Yep, this is for Zimbabwe, Africa. It's kind of like a preliminary thing to get bass fishing into the Olympics, since they have every other weird sport in the world at the Olympics now. You know, I think you can play jacks and win a gold medal at the Olympics sometimes. So I'm looking forward to it. She was so excited during the week. I was like, don't talk anymore. We got to talk on Saturday. All right, so we're going to talk with her. Then we're going to have the Aiden Fishing Report from West Michigan. I was even up there for a little bit and saw him, so I was pretty excited about that. And so we got a pretty good, really good show lined up for you, I would say. Good show that we've got going on here. But, you know, first things first here, we got, you know, Michigan Outdoors, Michigan, let's tell you, running teeth, folks. Okay, push them all back. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is one of The Outdoor Magazine is all about helping you enjoy the outdoors for what? $19.95 a year. That's right. They cover the waters we fish close to home and those special waters that we want to travel to catch your favorite walleye, muskie, pike, whatever. And this is 10 issues a year with more than 1,000 articles each year. Each issue is filled with articles from outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it. Believe it or not, including my article in the local section about local waters every month. You also learn from local and regional experts. Look for the monthly marked lake maps, which is always handy to have. And you also get full access to the Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition, the Insider Weekly Newsletter, which is full of good stuff, and much, much more. So go to MidwestOutdoors.com and sign up today.
It may be cold outside, but spring is just around the corner, and Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2025 London Low Boats powered by a Mercury outboard at that low Waterworks price. That's right. Waterworks is your one stop for any and all service and winterizing this season with five fully certified mechanics in Mercury outboards and other brands of boats. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard at some special deals, only make one stop at Waterworks. If storage is a problem, don't worry. Call Waterworks Marine at 708-798-9700 and get their winter secure storage rate just for you at a price you won't believe. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in Northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, fish on! And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, fish on!
I'm DNR Conservation Officer Tony Salzer.
And I'm Minnesota Wild goaltender Alex Stalock. As a kid growing up in Minnesota, I loved getting on the ice any way I could. Whether I was playing ice hockey with my friends or ice fishing on the lake.
Whatever it is that brings you to the lake, we want you to remember that ice is never 100% safe. There needs to be at least 4 inches to walk or skate on, and 5 to 7 for ATVs and snowmobiles.
So have fun and be safe while skating in the state of hockey.
Or dropping a line through the ice in the state of fishing.
This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, fish on!
Hey, Smitty! Let's fish it!
Everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on this great Christmas weekend. I just want to wish everybody a most blessed holiday. But since we're talking about the holidays, that means we're coming to the end of the year. And on the phone with me right now, we've got my good buddy who I've gone pheasant hunting with and
couple of dinners and several other things I can't even remember. But this is Steve Ettinger, who is the director of the you're not the director. That's the boss, the director, right, Steve?
That's right.
but he is the, what was your title? CEO, chairman of board? What would you be your title?
Executive director.
Executive director. Steve Ettinger, executive director of the Illinois Conservation Foundation. The director of the DNR is the boss, but that's another subject. I don't want to get yelled at when she hears this, you know. So, hey, Steve. The Illinois Conservation Foundation, and I've known it for many years, but a lot of people don't realize that, you know, you could help the outdoors and get a tax write-off and get more people involved in the outdoors through the Illinois Conservation Foundation.
Yeah, that's right. We our primary goal is to try to help more people experience the outdoors, whatever that means, you know, whether it's fishing, hunting, cycling, you name it, bird watching. We want more people to spend more time outside. Our slogan is turning screen time into green time.
No, nothing wrong with that at all, you know. Nothing wrong with that at all. But, I mean, in how does the Illinois, because people will say, well, what do they do with our money that we give? Well, they do a lot, right?
That's right. We focus, our focus is primarily what we call recruitment programs. So we try to get people who maybe traditionally haven't had these opportunities, you know. And you grew up in a rural community, you probably had plenty of opportunities to go fishing and hunting with your family or on a family-owned property or something like that. But a lot of people grow up in cities and don't have those opportunities. They don't know where to go. They don't know where to start. They might be interested in going fishing or hunting. But, you know, you pick up the regulations and they're thick and they're difficult to understand. And, you know, you just say, well, I don't know what to do. So our goal is to help make it easier for people to get out there and experience the outdoors. So we have programs ranging from helping women, becoming an outdoors woman program, people with disabilities, the Disabled Outdoors Opportunities Program. You know, we sponsor fishing derbies in underserved communities. We have groups of at-risk youth coming to our Torstenson property in northern Illinois, just to do all kinds of things, you know, hike around, go on a nature walk, learn how to fish. You know, we provide everything they need to enjoy themselves and be successful in the outdoors.
Right. And I mean, you know, one of the things I know, you do this Schoolyard Habitat Action Grants. This is a program where you give out like 450, I think, different grants to Illinois schools where the kids can plant native plants and create a wildlife habitat, you know, area on site, which means, you know, they got to be involved with planning and planting and maintaining. They can see a process. They can understand that the outdoors just doesn't happen. We have to help it, right?
That's right. The Schoolyard Habitat Action Grant is one of a few education programs that we help provide funding for. And, you know, usually those take the shape of a pollinator garden on a school playground, you know. Teacher, science teacher, somebody will write in to apply for the grant. We'll provide the funding, and they go out and get all the supplies they need to build a pollinator garden. The kids are involved in the design of it, and you know, then the planting, and then they get to watch it grow, and then they get to watch the butterflies and the bees come in and watch how all of that works in real time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the education programs. We also have one where teachers can apply for funding to take their classes on biodiversity field trips, meaning they can take them on to any site that has anything to do with biodiversity. It could be a forest preserve, a state park, a museum, any type of place like that. We will help pay for the buses, the substitute teachers, the entrance fees, all that stuff. You can apply for funding through us for that. We also provide college scholarships for high school seniors that have shown dedication to the outdoors, leadership and conservation, those type of things.
Really? So, I mean, you know, you're also, it's not just a foundation that's saying, okay, we're going to go preserve the prairies. It's a foundation that's going to get the people interested in the prairies and the woodlands and the swamps and the this and the that and get them out into it and then help in the long run, restoring wildlife habitat. Because, I mean, God, you guys have done a ton of stuff on, well, I think it was the very first artificial reef in Lake Michigan was from the foundation.
Yep, it was an ICF project. And And yeah, that's a good point. You know, we focus on, you know, all groups of people that maybe haven't had these opportunities in the past, but we're also focused on future generations and helping to educate them about why conservation is important and what it means to be a part of conservation and to be yourself a conservationist or sportsman. And, you know, that even comes down to, you know, buying your fishing license and where that money goes and how that helps habitat and you know, projects like the reef that you just mentioned. I mean, that was primarily funded through us, the ICF. But maintaining those waterways and things, like buying a fishing license helps do all that. And it just so happens that when you go to buy your fishing license, there is a prompt at the end of your transaction asking if you'd like to donate to the Illinois Conservation Foundation.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with putting a little check there and putting a, you know, a nice digit number there, you know? But then...
Yeah, it's great.
But like I said, it's not just a single-minded foundation. I mean, you've even helped out the DNR getting land, purchasing land, so that we have more land to go play on.
Yeah, that was the primary reason for the foundation originally being put in place was to support the Illinois Department of Natural Resources through public-private partnership. And so we have no state or federal funding. All of our funding is raised privately, and then we use that money to support the mission of the DNR and in whatever way that looks like. Mm-hmm. And like we've described a bunch of those ways already, but that was our primary function initially. So if DNR is looking at purchasing land, we've been a part of that. If they have an emergency need for some equipment, you know, we've been a part of that. We've done restoration projects at state parks, the Black Hawk Indian statue in Oregon, Illinois. We were a part of that. So any type of project that they need, you know, they'll come to us. We'll talk about it with our board, and we try to move forward with raising private dollars to help out.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you know, you just mentioned the statue, the Eternal Indian statue in, what is it, State Park again? Was it Loudon Miller? No.
Loudon State Park. In Oregon, Illinois. Yep.
Loudon State Park. I mean, there's some, I'm not remembering it completely exactly right. You probably have it at the tip of your tongue. But isn't it the largest single?
It's the second largest concrete monolithic statue in the world after the Christ the Redeemer statue in Rio de Janeiro.
That's amazing. It's in our backyard.
It's right there on the bluff along the river.
Yeah. I mean, that's a cool thing. And then, you know, once again, everybody, this is Steve Ettinger. He's the executive director of the Illinois Conservation Foundation. And this is the perfect time of the year to give your, you know, whether you can go online, make it easy for yourself, make a donation to them. And Steve's going to talk about that in a little bit here. But I just want you to know that it's so many different things that it does. I mean, you know, so many organizations, well, if you give money to them, they're going to use it to buy land. Or, okay, if you give an organization this, they're just going to use it to whatever, you know, plant fruit trees. But there's so many different programs that the foundation is helping, and it's not just helping the hunters or the fishermen. It's helping, as you said, the bird watchers, the hikers, the campers, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, becoming an outdoor woman is probably one of the greatest things I've ever attended in the state of Illinois program with the IDNR. I love it to watch these women learn skills that maybe their father only took the brothers and the uncles all went out hunting or fishing, and, you know, they never got the chance. And now they're experiencing a whole new opening of it's an entire galaxy of things for them to work on and be part of and bring their children out. Because my father worked nights and weekends. If it wasn't for my mom teaching me to fish and camp, I would have never done that. I mean, this is where it's such a marvelous program that, you know, this is why we need to get behind the fund. And they've been doing this for I don't know how many years even. But, you know, the wing shooting programs you do, the National Archery in Schools program, which is where high schools, right?
Yeah, even down to middle school, too.
Oh, I didn't know that. So middle school and high schools have archery programs where kids can learn to shoot bow and arrow. In a supervised, safe environment. I mean, Okay. Then you have the, what was the other one? I mentioned the wing shooting classes throughout the state. And I know I'm missing something somewhere because I don't know even how you can keep track of them all. You know.
Yeah, we're busy, that's for sure. And, you know, it's great work that we get to do. We enjoy our jobs every day that we go in. But we are reliant on donors for all of our funding. Yeah. So, I mean, there's no money coming from the state, no money coming from the federal government. We are 100% privately funded, and we rely on donors. This time of year is obviously the biggest time of year for nonprofit donations. People are looking for, you know, end-of-the-year giving. They're feeling charitable between the holidays. And, you know, you also have the added benefit of getting a tax write-off. So to donate to the ICF, you can go to our website, which is ilconservation.org. That's IL like Illinois, ilconservation.org. There's a green leaf in the corner there that says donate. You can click on that, maybe poke around the website a little bit. You can check out all of our programs. And if there's a specific program you want your money to support, you know, just write that in the note section when you make your donation, and we'll make sure that that's where it goes. Otherwise, you know, it just says we're needed most, and we've given a lot of examples today of the different kind of programs that it'll go to support.
Mm-hmm. And really, that's exactly it. And let's say you've made wise decisions in your life over the years. Not me. But, you know, you've made wise decisions, and you've invested properly, or you purchased land that has, you know, grown in value. And if you have want to be a little bit larger donor in those respects, I think if you could call the Conservation Foundation office at, I think it's 217, what's the rest of the number?
785-2003.
All right, it's 217-785-2003. You can, you know, talk to Steve or one of the other staff members about, hey, I've got this little bit bigger thing I would like to do with you guys and create a legacy in of my touch to the great outdoors. Oh, that's fantastic. I mean, there is so many things you can do, so many things you can touch, so many things you can be part of. And you're always looking for volunteer help. And let's not forget some of the great things that, well, you know, we've got the big pheasant hunt, the director's pheasant hunt that the foundation does as a fundraiser in November. We also have the big Illinois Conservation Gala event coming on March 13th at the Abington Banquet Hall in Glen Ellen on Route 53 in Butterfield Road, just outside of Oakbrook area. And this is where we acknowledge the new members of the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame and other awards that are being bestowed upon individuals in the state. I mean, it's a really great time and good food. Ready for this? What a live auctions and silent auction prizes. You can't believe some of these that are there. There's so many things that I want people to realize they can touch with a simple donation to the Illinois Conservation Foundation, right?
That's right. You know, we've got a couple major fundraisers a year that you just mentioned. And then, you know, right now we're working on a couple other things that we can't announce quite yet, but we're excited about. And then, you know, in the Chicago area, if that's where you're listening from, you know, we're working on a project right now at William Power State Park there on the south side. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's an area we focus a lot on these underserved communities and having fishing derbies where we do rely on sponsors to help cover the cost of food and stuff like that. And we make sure there's staff there and fishing poles and bait and everything for kids. It's a completely free event for people to come to and just learn to fish. You know, just learn a skill, learn to, you know, enjoy the outdoors and have a good time, you know. Mm-hmm. And those are the kind of things that any donations to our foundation will help support.
Yeah. Once again, what is the website?
ilconservation.org. That's IL like Illinois, conservation.org.
And then just click on the little leaf you said, right?
Yep, there's a green leaf in the upper right-hand corner with a word that says donate right on the green leaf.
Mm-hmm. And if you know, there's something more or something different that you would like to talk to Steve or anybody on his staff, just give them a call at area code 217-785-2003. And you can talk to them about what you have an interest in, and they might be able to point you in a direction and help you and make your tax deduction go further. All right, Steve?
Thank you so much for having me, Chauncey.
Well, I want to just say thank you for all the work you do throughout the year and for the many years that you've been working hard for the Illinois Conservation Foundation. Okay?
Thanks.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Come discover what's new at the Discover Boating Chicago Boat Show in partnership with Progressive Insurance. From our new home at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center, explore hundreds of boats. Cruisers, deck boats, pontoons, fishing boats, wake boats, personal watercraft, to the latest gear and tech. Bring your whole crew for a day of boating vibes and summer chill with more boats and brands and unbeatable deals. There's no better place to discover boating at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center, happening now through Sunday. ChicagoBoatShow.com.
It may be cold outside, but spring is just around the corner, and Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2025 London Low boats powered by a Mercury outboard at that low Waterworks price. That's right. Waterworks is your one stop for any and all service and winterizing this season with five fully certified mechanics in Mercury outboards and other brands of boats. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard at some special deals, only make one stop at Waterworks. If storage is a problem, don't worry. Call Waterworks Marine at 708-798-9700 and get their winter secure storage rate just for you at a price you won't believe. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. So stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Anglers Outlet also in Tinley Park, and hold a new TDI rod and feel the future of fishing today.
Hi, this is Captain Tony from Diamond Ghost Charters. Are you looking for that special Christmas gift for someone who is hard to buy for? Think of a Diamond Ghost Charters gift certificate. We have gift certificates for 5, 6, and 8 hours. So please call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
One pike, two pike, three pike, four.
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more. My name is Chad Chawalski.
And I'm DJ Sweeney, and I got a little story about a slimy green meanie.
Some call it a...
Hey, this is Captain Sig off the Deadliest Cats. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
If you ever grab a hold of one, your hands are going to smell.
Yeah, and careful where you hold them. They're ferocious as hell.
They got a mouth like a gator.
And the body like a hog.
They'll bend your rod over.
Like a snake down a log.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And let me tell you, I hope you all had a good holiday season. You know, I mean, and we're right on the cusp of starting 2025. And with me right now on the phone, we've got a young woman who, how can I put this? You know, some of us talk about going down to Braidwood fishing or fishing a little pond in the backyard or go fish the Fox River or the Des Plaines River or even going on Lake Michigan. This young woman fished the USA Bass Tri-Country Tournament or Tri-Nation Tournament in Zimbabwe, Africa. Grace Olson. Grace, what's going on, dear?
Nothing much. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I mean, you are the first person I've ever spoken to that's fished a bass fishing tournament, not just in another state, in another part of the world.
Yeah, I'm very blessed with the opportunity that I got. It was amazing. I wouldn't take it back for anything.
No, I wouldn't either. Now, I mean, first of all, you've been fishing all of your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you're like me. I told somebody, I said, well, when did you start fishing? I said, yeah. I mean, I don't remember not fishing, but you've been fishing
for fun, but you also fish tournaments. You mm-hmm. didn't you win something in Bassmaster?
Yeah, like about a month ago, I was awarded with All American for Bass Nation, and then last season I also got Team of the Year for my series in Illinois.
Yeah, you know, some of us are just going bluegill fishing, and you know, Grace is. She's putting notches in her fishing rod cork handle there, you know? Oh, my gosh. But that qualified you to then be, you were invited, which I think is the coolest thing. You were invited mm-hmm. to do this tournament in Zimbabwe. And you said it was USA Bass, right?
Yeah, USA Bass.
Yeah. And, I mean, I don't even know where to start. What was it like to be asked, and you said, oh, yeah, I'm going?
Yeah, my dad called me right away, and I was like, well, of course, like, we can't pass this up. And we spent, since the day we found out, we started already preparing, trying to find information on the lake. But honestly, there wasn't much information that we could find, and that's usually what we do before every big tournament.
Yeah.
We sit down, we watch YouTube videos, we look on avionics. But there was nothing. So we were like, I don't know how to prepare for it, you know?
I mean, we're talking Zimbabwe. We're not talking, you know, oh, God. I mean, there's just so many. I want to talk to Grace for 3 hours, folks. Just, I'm having a problem. Now, okay, so you do whatever research you can. I mean, was it like being in one of the bass tournaments up here, around here? I mean, in the States?
No. So every single day we fished for 10 hours, and usually here we fish for 7 or 8. So that was very different. And I mean, it was like 100 degrees out hours. So it was tough, and it's a lot different fishing. So like around me, at least, I don't really punch, you know, there's not a lot of mass that you can go out and just punch at. We're usually just flipping a jig or a frog or something like that. But up there, that's literally all we did, because there's no clouds. It was super sunny and super hot, and that's all we could get bit on was punching. And these mats were like under the water. So like here, when you're looking for mats to fish, you're usually looking for the ones that the grass comes up, you know, on mm-hmm. top of the water. But the mats that you look for there is the ones underneath the water that you can't really see. And the water was super clear compared to here. So that was very different.
So the water is like gin clear, as they say.
Yeah.
And you're fishing these mats. So when you cast to this mat that you're looking at ahead of you or wherever, you're using a jig or whatever to punch through the growth of that mat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So at first in practice, I mean, I don't really know much about punching. So I threw like a ounce and a half weight on.
Mm-hmm.
And just to make sure that, I mean, my bait gets to the bottom, you know. But my first day when I was fishing with a kid from Zimbabwe, he told me the lighter the better. So then I put on a 1 ounce weight. Mm-hmm. And it was really hard to get that through the mat because it's a little bit lighter.
Yeah.
But you had to, like, shake it a certain way to get down there. And they like that a lot better. Not as loud presentation. You know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're not clunking them in the head either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, when you're fishing this, you're also, how many days of the tournament were there?
So there was one practice day, which we got to fish with an American.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were 3 tournament days. The first day we got to fish, well, we got to choose as a team what we wanted to do. So we chose the first day we would fish with the Zimbabwean. So, because they know this dam. So mm-hmm. they kind of showed us around and everything. And then the second day we fished with the South African. And then the third day, to wrap it all up, we fished with an American again.
Okay. So was this an accumulation of not a team fish, your total number of fish, or what? How did that work?
So overall, it was the team and your weight that you had as a team mm-hmm. after all 3 days. But like when we were fishing with the Zimbabwe people and then the South African, you were fishing against them in the same boat. So, like, I would need to get my limit, and so would he. So we'd have 10 fish in the boat instead of, you know, getting 5 together. So that was a lot different, having to get my own limit and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I mean, I really liked the format because getting to fish with the Zimbabwe kids, like, I learned so much. And even though we were fishing against each other, I mean, he was, like, the nicest guy ever. He was teaching me everything and trying to help me out. But I feel like if we were doing that here in, like, Illinois, they would be more competitive and not tell you everything, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, like, the people there were so much nicer, and it was great.
Well, that's kind of a cool thing. Now, who was driving? I mean, were you able to drive the boat, or did, you know, somebody else drive the boat, or what?
No. So, actually, over there, they call their boat captains the skippers, which was just so funny and cool to me. But they had, so their MLF there, they had all, like, the adults that fish MLF there, they were all the boat captains. So they would bring the boat and take us around. I mean, we would tell them, so, like, in practice, we told him, like, okay, we want to go here because we studied the map or whatever. And we were like, okay, we want to go here. And he would just drive us there. But we weren't able to drive the boat or anything.
Okay. Well, because I was just that, I figured you, they might have had something like that. And, you know, I've been on a, you know, fishing with these Bass Pros in different circuits. And, like, especially in the Bassmaster ones, I'm, you know, I'm just a guy sitting with him, you know. And it's like, unless he talks to you, you can't talk to him, and you can't tell him, like, well, you know, why don't you go try over there? Oh, that's a big no. And and I, it's just like I told, after I did it one day, I said, I can't do this again, because I just want to, A, watching somebody fish, you know, 6 feet away from me catching fish, and I'm not fishing, and B, I says, I want to interact with them, and, you know, unless he wants to or she, it ain't going to happen.
I know. The first day in practice, our skipper, he didn't really tell us anything. We were kind of just trying to figure it out all out on our own. But when the tournament started, all of my skippers, they gave me some good advice, and they were being super helpful. But, I mean, I felt bad for him. I had to sit there for 10 hours and just watch us fish.
And in 100-degree heat. Grace.
Oh, my gosh. The UV index was like 14. It's just crazy compared to here.
Did you just dip yourself in, you know, SPF 250 or something every morning? I mean,
we had SPF 100, and honestly, I didn't get burnt at all. I'm surprised, but I also was wearing long pants and a sweatshirt.
Jesus, I'm just, you know, I don't go fishing if it's over 85 or under zero. I mean, I'm like, hey, that's it. You know, we're not going.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Jersey in the water, though.
So how did you do on your first day?
So my first day, I was with Dawson, his name was, from Zimbabwe. And he was one of the best anglers from Zimbabwe, actually. Ooh. So he showed me pictures. He caught over 10 10-pounders in the last 2 months. So I was like, okay, this is going to be awesome. But it was a tough day, at least for me, because that was kind of my first day really like figuring out how to punch, because in practice it was cloudy and we just went out there and threw a frog all day and a buzz bait, and we were getting them that way. But practice day, it was sunny, no wind. I mean, it was definitely going to be a slower bite than the day before. So we went out there, we just basically punched the entire day. He took me to a lot of his good spots. He had a pretty good bag. I think he had maybe like 14 pounds,
okay,
something like that. But I didn't get my limit. I only had three for maybe 8 pounds. It was pretty tough.
Now, for me. But it wasn't just your limit. Your limit was added to the other USA anglers.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of kids, day one, they actually did really good. I know a lot of people on my team caught their PBs. There were some 7-pounders, 8-pounders brought in. Yeah. There was like probably 4 9- or 10-pounders that I know. South African brought one in, and Zimbabwe too.
Okay, so that's day one. Where are you guys sitting?
Last.
In last.
Yeah.
Okay.
We sat in last every day, but it's okay. It was a learning experience for all of us. We don't fish like that here, you know.
No, not at all, not at all. And then there was the U.S. was there with you. Who were the other countries?
Zimbabwe and South Africa.
Oh, so really, you were the ones out of left field. You weren't the hometown crowd. And they said, you know.
Oh so. No, I know South Africa. A lot of those kids have already been to the stands, so they already know, you know, how to fish it and everything. And it wasn't very big either, so you kind of can learn it. Give it a few days, you can learn the whole lake.
Okay, cool. And then we wound up having, so at the end of 3 days of fishing, what was USA's total bag catch? Do you remember?
Oh, geez. I don't remember exactly what it was.
Okay.
But maybe like 100 and, maybe this was day two or day three, I don't remember. But it was like 101 kilos, because they don't go by pounds there.
101 kilos. That's still a lot of fish, whatever it is.
Yeah, times that by, I think, 2.2, so like 300 pounds maybe.
Wow. What was the big bass for the USA team? Do you remember?
Scott Mike Miklos, I don't know how to say his last name, but he caught, I think it was around 8 pounds, an 8-pounder.
That's cool. That's a nice fish. Nice fish. So, okay, you wind up coming in third place, I think bronze medal, and then you, you know, got to fish with people from other countries, which is always a cool thing. And then, you know, you have to get on an airplane and take a long flight back.
That was rough. It was more than, like, 30 hours of traveling there and then 30 hours back. The plane ride on the way there, it was 13 hours, and then we had a layover in Ethiopia. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we had a layover there, and then we had another layover, and then we got to Harare, which was in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
And once we got there to Harare, they didn't have me and my dad's bags. It was such a mess. Two of our carry-ons, or whatever, the check-in bags, they were lost, and those two were our clothes. So we had our rods and we had our tackle, but we didn't have any clothes that night and the next day. But they eventually got them back. And the people, I mean, at the resort, and like once we got to the resort, all the Zimbabwe kids lined up. They took our bags. They were just super nice and they took care of us. Once we got to the resort, I think I had like two girls come up and bring me bags of clothes since I didn't have any. So we were definitely taken care of. But yeah, the travel was rough.
That's cool.
Internet. They had movies on the plane, but I didn't watch a single movie or sleep.
I get my best sleep on an airplane. I hate to tell you that. I've learned. I always said my best flight came from where I fell asleep before the airplane took off from, I was on the runway, and I fell asleep before it took off, and I woke up on a second bounce in Chicago. I was like, really? that was a great flight, I thought, you know?
On the way home, I slept a bit, but on the way there, it was just like, I was just kind of terrified. I'm like, I've never done this before. I've never been on a plane more than an hour. Like, how am I going to survive?
That's so cool. Now, you're a student at Gardner, South Wilmington, right? High school?
Yes.
And what is that, the Panthers?
Yeah, we're the Panthers.
You're the Panthers. And what did they, did the school do anything when you came back?
No.
No announcements over the PA or anything?
No, nothing. I had maybe two teachers ask me how it went.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. They don't really seem to care that much. They did make a post before I left, though, about me going.
They figured, okay, we posted that you left it. You know, that's a good thing, you know.
Yeah.
But now, I know you're a senior there. You're going to do a little bit of fishing, help work your way through college. And where are you going to be going?
Yep. I'm going to, well, right now I plan to go to Emmanuel University in Franklin Springs, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be getting a degree. Well, I don't know if I'm going to major or minor in law enforcement, but I plan to definitely go for law enforcement and get something in that.
Grace,
field.
You have plenty of time to decide what you want to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't rush it. You know, I keep telling people, don't tell your kid that, hey, you got to make a decision. No, you don't have to make a decision. See what you like. Who knows, you know?
I feel like once I get there, start taking the classes, I'll realize what's best for me.
Okay. Well, I want to congratulate you on a unbelievable trip to represent this country in Zimbabwe in the 100-degree heat. God, <can't even.
laughs> Yeah, thank you.
You know, and, you know, fishing for your team, for our country, and making new friends and hopefully knocking some barriers down between countries. You know, that's always a good thing, because you could always look at that person in the eye and say, hey, remember we fished together for a day? Let's talk about this, you know? And so,
I've definitely built relationships that'll last me a lifetime.
That is so cool. And yeah. And I'm sure, you know, your parents did a lot of work to help you get there. It was not a cheap trip. So thank you to them and everything that you guys did to help get you there. And when you get to the college, you know our phone number. Don't be afraid to call us and tell us how some of your tournaments went or anything like that, okay?
Okay. Can I do a quick thank you?
You could take a long thank you if you want.
Okay. I want to thank everyone because I got a lot of sponsors to come here. And I want to thank everyone who helped me. I did a GoFundMe on Facebook, everyone that donated to that, the Grundy Sheriff's Explorers Program. I want to thank them because they donated a big donation. And, yeah, everyone that supported me throughout this whole thing, I want to thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to thank Jason Aldrich for giving me this amazing opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I'll remember this forever, and thank you so much for that. And all of Zimbabwe, all of the people in charge, Mike Minette, he's in charge of the USA Bass team. I thank you. Yeah, just thank you everyone that supported me throughout this whole thing and made this possible.
Cool. You said the Sheriff's Explorers group?
Yeah, so it's a junior explorers program, so there's just a bunch of high schoolers,
mm-hmm.
and we get to basically work hand-in-hand with the police officers at Morris and Grundy.
Oh, that's cool. Is that part of the Scout USA program?
Is it part of what?
Is that part of the Scouting BSA program?
No.
No? Okay. I wasn't sure if it was or wasn't.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, Grace, I want to once again congratulate you and your family and everybody that was involved and all of your sponsors, because if it wasn't for them helping you, you would never have this memory.
Yeah, right.
Well, Grace, keep us posted on what you're going to be doing, because all I can say is it's going to be great. Whatever you do, it's going to be great. Okay?
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Come discover what's new at the Discover Boating Chicago Boat Show in partnership with Progressive Insurance. From our new home at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center, explore hundreds of boats. Cruisers, deck boats, pontoons, fishing boats, wake boats, personal watercraft, to the latest gear and tech. Bring your whole crew for a day of boating vibes and summer chill with more boats and brands and unbeatable deals. There's no better place to discover boating at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center, happening now through Sunday. ChicagoBoatShow.com.
It may be cold outside, but spring is just around the corner, and Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2025 London Low Boats powered by a Mercury outboard at that low Waterworks price. That's right. Waterworks is your one stop for any and all service and winterizing this season, with five fully certified mechanics in Mercury outboards and other brands of boats. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard at some special deals, only make one stop at Waterworks. If storage is a problem, don't worry. Call Waterworks Marine at 708-798-9700 and get their winter secure storage rate just for you at a price you won't believe. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Hi, this is Captain Tony from Diamond Ghost Charters. Are you looking for that special Christmas gift for someone who is hard to buy for? Think of a Diamond Ghost Charters gift certificate. We have gift certificates for 5, 6, and 8 hours. So please call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741.
Hello there. My name is Eden, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org and you'll be able to find a path near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
For more information on joining Cub Scouts or Scouts USA, dial 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. So stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Fish Tech in Morton Grove, Lee's Bait and Tackle in Elk Grove Village, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet also in Tinley Park, Presley's Outdoors in Bartonville, Illinois, Mike's Tackle World in Decatur, Hunting Stuff in Salem, Illinois, and Dunn's Sporting Goods also in Marion, Illinois, and hold a new TDI rods and feel the future of fishing today. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois.
You gone fishing.
How do you know?
There's a sign upon your door. Gone fishing.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, you left a row half done. You claim hoeing ain't no fun.
I just love that song.
I prove it.
You ain't got no ambition.
I really love that song. Oh, hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, you know, all I can say is I'm not allowed to touch any button in the studio because I always screw something up when I do, so that's okay. Our board op, Kevin, is going to make sure that it's corrected on the podcast. Sorry about my fat finger. But, hey, you know, you... We're talking about all the people that, you know, bring Chauncey's Great Outdoors to you. And I just wanted to go over a couple more. We have, first of all, the Chicago Boat Show, Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont, January 8th to the 12th. Go to chicagoboatshow.com for more information so you can get find out tickets, who's talking, different boats and stuff like that. Then we're also going to be sponsored in part by the Tinley Park Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo. Tinley Park Convention Center, January 10th through the 12th at TinleyFishingExpo.com. The Muskie Expo is coming back into town January 17th and the 19th, Kane County Fairground, MuskieExpo.com. Definitely check it out. That way you'll get, you know, maybe some ticket information or, you know, find out where Chauncey's booth is and stuff like that. We have the Chicagoland Fishing Expo, a.k.a. the Schaumburg Show. This is the big shoe, boys. Let me tell you, wow. January 23rd to the 26th, great event, great speakers, great guests. Daiwa has a huge booth there. Jen Ripple is teaching fly fishing. I've got 30 feet of constant motion and action and noise. Lots of kids' things going on. It's a lot of fun at that show. And you can go to Canada and stuff there. Local, northern Wisconsin, Minnesota. Oh, it's a great show. I love that one. ChicagolandSportsShows.com. Remember that. And then the All Canada Show comes back into town January 30th through February 4th at the Kane County Fairgrounds. Gotta love that. AllCanada.com. And you can get into a contest for free tickets on Facebook. Go to the All Canada Show on Facebook and you can in there enter and maybe win some tickets. Cool, cool, cool. That's a really cool thing I like to see. We're going to have some stuff there. Okay, we got lots of stuff. Hold on. I got my paperwork here. I got some fishing reports and my Aiden fishing report. Aiden is my grandson who lives in Western Michigan and is sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. They were off this week because of the holiday, and they'll be back in the building on Monday. Check out the waterworks.com. Check it out. Okay. Aiden writes, Papa, it was fun seeing you on Christmas, and thanks for the hockey stick. I don't know, hockey sticks cost $400 now, everybody. And when everyone was taking a nap, you and I snuck out to go to the Grand River near downtown Grand Rapids. Yeah, I remember. That was a lot of fun. All the ponds we passed looked like the ice was melting from the rain and mist, so people are not going out on them. Smart people, Aiden. When we were there, we met Mr. D. He was that old guy fishing. I see all the time down there from the shore with spawn sacks. And he hooked a couple of steelhead but lost them. But that was okay, he said. You were talking to the game warden by his truck and asked, oh, and I asked Mr. D if he was with any family today, but he said they all moved far away. So I ran up to your truck and found some, I found some Whack'em and Stack'em jigs, Icon Worms, and a couple of Midwest Outdoor crankbaits. And I ran back down to him and I told him Santa left these for him in your truck. He did not say anything, but he had tears on his cheek. Yeah, I committed you, he did. I said, Merry Christmas, and he said, Merry Christmas, but very quietly, and he gave me a big hug. I know you would not mind me taking them, and I like making him smile. Love your hockey star and new stick, yeah, and pro fisherman in training. Aiden. Okay. So, all right. Good job, Aiden. Almost got, you got me teared up there a little bit, my friend. Got me teared up. Well, your parents did a good job, I can tell you that. Okay, let's talk about, you know, there is really no ice fishing going on. Nowhere. Let's not even get goofy about it, okay? I know people are going, come on, John. Yeah, some of the backwaters in some areas away from north and away from the city might have some ice. But please, if you see ice and you're going to go on it, check it. Check it. Check it again. Check it again. Check it again. We don't want anyone to go through. And when we get a little bit better, colder weather, I'll go through a long list of forest preserves and county lakes that in our northeast Illinois that are open to go fishing for through the ice. Remember, a lot of these are not checked out. They don't test the ice. You have to do it yourself. So please, please, please be careful. It's real easy fishing report. Lake Michigan, perch. Yep, perch report, perch report. That's what's going on everywhere out there. Northwest Indiana, south end of Chicago, that's where they're getting all the perch. Yeah, you're going to catch a lot of dinks. You got to throw them back. Boaters are getting a little bit bigger ones, but they're working a lot of areas. Anywhere between a mile and more off of the shoreline. Pick your weather, pick your day. Don't put yourself in danger. Please, please, please. Lake Como, my friend Jonas said that he got 7 pike and 2 bass and all on minnows. He says his little kid had a blast. Ice was about 5 inches on the main lake. Close to shore, it was 4 inches. Whoa, can hear the flute. Well, Kevin's telling me we've got to end the show here, so that must be it's time. And I always like to leave you with a Native American proverb, and this one comes from the traditional circle of elders. We as men should not fear our mates. We should listen to their counsel. We as men should not fear our mates. We should listen to their counsel. You know, the men should never put a woman down or shame them in any way. When we have problems, we should seek their counsel. We should share with them openly. A woman has intuitive thought. She has access to another system of knowledge that few men can ever develop. That's very true. Please remember, we don't own the rain, the woods, the storm, or the fish we're catching. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week. Where? Right here in the new year on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.